Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
You need a midwife. Yes, you need a midwife. I know some people are going to see this podcast and listen to this podcast and think, I'm not pregnant. Why do I need a midwife? And there will probably even be some men who see the title or listening to the podcast who say, there's no way I could have need of a midwife. I can't get pregnant. I'm a man. So I certainly don't need to worry about miscarrying. But I'm not actually speaking of a literal natural birth. When I say you need a midwife so you don't miscarry, I'm speaking of your destiny and purpose. And every one of us was born with a destiny and purpose, something that God put us in the earth to do, to change the earth and make it better. So we do, in fact, you do, I do, we all do need a midwife. A midwife is someone who helps a woman through the process of birth, and also prior to birth, a midwife is someone who helps a woman prepare for the birthing process. And so today I'm going to share with you five traits of midwives, what they do, who they are, so that you'll better understand why you need a midwife. So in Exodus 1, it says, then the king of Egypt, chapter 1, verse 15, it says, then the king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, of whom one was named Shipra and the other Puah, when you act as midwives to the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, but let the male babies live. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and allowed the male children to live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are vigorous and quickly delivered. Their babies are born before the midwife comes to them. So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very strong. So there in Exodus 1, verses 15 through 20, we see that Pharaoh had a plan in mind to try to destroy all of the male children. And so he went to the midwives because the midwives were responsible for helping the women deliver their babies. And he gave them directives. All of the male childs were to be killed and the females could live. But because the midwives feared God, they would not go along with the plan, and they allowed both the male and female children to live. And so when it came to Pharaoh's attention that the population was actually not decreasing, but it was increasing, he came to them and they said, the Egyptian women and Hebrew women are very different. The Hebrew women deliver quickly before we can get to them. And so a midwife helps the birthing process. They are there to help you through the process. And so the first reason that you need a midwife is because they give you personalized life-on-life assistance. A midwife gives you personalized life-on-life assistance. And this is imperative because we are not designed to live life alone. God created us to function in community, to live in community, and to flourish in community. We are made and created as parts of a whole. And so it's important that you surround yourself with people who are in support of your destiny and what God has called you to do. You want people who are able to provide that life-on-life assistance, people who support you, people who hold you accountable, people who pray with you, people who will say to you, I don't think you should be doing that. And this is why. I see that you are sabotaging yourself. You are aborting your destiny. And this is why. As midwives, they give you this personal life-on-life assistance that helps you, pushes you, and catapults you into your destiny. The second reason that you need a midwife is because midwives instruct you about the birthing process. So a midwife comes along, a mother, and she will talk her through what the birthing process is going to be like. You hear some women take Lamaze classes. In those classes, they learn about the breathing and the deep breathing and how they're going to go through the contractions and how they'll make it through the contractions and all those types of things. So a midwife instructs you about the birthing process. Everything that God has placed inside of you is going to come through a process. There's a process that has to be, we are not born automatically doing what God created us to do. There's a process that comes to that. You need a midwife, someone in your life who can help guide you and lead you through this process. Someone who encourages you not to quit in the middle. Someone who says, hey, don't go this way, go this way. I think that this is probably going to be a landmine. Avoid this, avoid that. And it would be helpful, it's most helpful if you have someone who has already gone the path that you're traveling, because they're able to help you avoid some of those landmines and those tricks and those schemes and devices that the enemy may put in your place to try to keep you from realizing your destiny. So you need a midwife because they give you personalized life-on-life assistance, but you also need a midwife because they instruct you about the birthing process. The third reason that you need a midwife is because they watch your growth and they alert you to danger. So a midwife will give you instruction on what you should and should not be eating, where you should and shouldn't be going. And they'll also give you direction and instruction about things to avoid. Maybe you don't need to eat Caesar salad anymore because it has some, I've never really understood why exactly, because I haven't had a baby, but I've heard people say, and which was kind of disappointing to me because I love Caesar salad, that when you're pregnant, they advise you not to eat Caesar salad. So I'm not sure if it's because it's made from anchovies or the egg. I'm not really sure what the rationale is, but a midwife will give you those type of instructions. They will tell you it's probably not safe for you to fly. It may not be safe for you to do this or go there. You shouldn't eat this. This may cause you to have morning sickness, or this may irritate the baby. This sleep in this position. So all of those instructions help the mother to carry the child to term and deliver a healthy baby. In much the same way, you need midwives. You need people who are walking alongside you, who are beside you, who are giving you instruction, who are monitoring your growth, who are seeing when you're getting off track, who are seeing when you are not growing the way you should be growing, and also alerting you to danger. I know you want to do this, but this isn't the right thing to do. I know you want to go there, but you probably shouldn't be going there. I know you want to maintain this relationship, but this relationship is sabotaging your future. So the midwife observes the growth, observes the development, and gives you alerts, tells you this is dangerous, this is not healthy, you shouldn't be doing this. And you need a midwife in your life for that purpose, because we sometimes will miss things because we want to do them, or because we have old cycles or patterns that we've gotten into the habit of doing. And so having someone outside of ourselves to consult and give wise counsel is always helpful. And it always helps us to be able to move forward in what we're supposed to do. So you need a midwife because they give you personalized life-on-life assistance. You need a midwife because they instruct you about the birthing process. You need a midwife because they watch your growth and alert you to danger. But a midwife also tells you when to push. And knowing when to push is central to actually being able to birth your destiny and purpose. You don't want to push too early. You don't want to push too late. You want to be intent. You want your destiny and purpose and your decisions and your pushing and your moving forward to be in tandem with God's plan for you. So it's important that you have someone who can discern the times, who can discern the seasons of your life, and who can say, fall back, go forward. You've got the forward momentum. It's time to push. And that's what a midwife does in the natural. A midwife gives instruction on when it's time to push. Okay, the contraction, we can see from the monitor that the contraction is about to start. You need to push. So your midwife is someone who's walked alongside of life with you, who is tapped into what God wants to do and where he's trying to take you and your destiny and purpose. And so they're watching you and observing you, and they're alongside you to hold your hand and say, it's time to push. You can't quit. You can't get tired. I know this is hard, but it's time to push. So a midwife gives you personalized life-on-life assistance. A midwife instructs you about the birthing process. A midwife watches your growth and alerts you to danger. A midwife tells you when to push. And the last one is midwives make sure you deliver safely. And this is perhaps the most important one because you don't want to miscarry. Miscarrying means that you conceived, but you didn't give birth. And so a midwife is here to make sure that you actually deliver, that you actually finish, that you actually accomplish and realize the ultimate purpose or destiny for which you were called. And so it's very important to be able to surround yourself with people who are finishers and who are committed to seeing you finish and seeing you get and receive everything that God designed you to get and seeing you achieve your purpose and your destiny. Because there will be people who don't want you to necessarily succeed. I mean, that's just a reality of life for different reasons. Some people see you succeeding and it makes them think about the things they haven't done. And some people don't really know why it is. They're just being used as a tool of the enemy to try to hold you back. And so it's important to have a midwife there, someone who will be standing there as you're giving that last push. They're giving you the instruction. They're saying it's time to push one more big final push. But they are not only there to tell you to push, but they're also there to protect and cover and stand there and make sure that when you finally give birth, they are there to help you cover and protect what's been put inside of you. So you do need a midwife. I need a midwife. We all need a midwife. Creation is groaning for the sons of God. And there is a purpose and destiny that God has placed inside of you. And it's time for it to come forth. So if you do not have a circle of people around you who give you personalized life-on-life assistance, who instruct you about the process that you're going through trying to give birth, who watch your growth and alert you to dangers, who tell you when to push, and who are committed to make sure you deliver safely, then you need to reevaluate your circle and begin to fill your circle, or better yet, you should ask God to fill your circle with these kind of people. Because having a midwife, having someone to do these things for you will make sure that you don't abort your destiny, that you will bring forth the purpose and the calling and the destiny that God ordained for your life before the foundation of the world. I want to pray for you. Father, we thank you for this time and opportunity. We thank you for everyone who is listening to the podcast and who will listen to it in the future. And we thank you now that you will send angelic assignments. You will send angelic assistance to help us. We speak now the spirit of discernment over your people, that they will be able to recognize who needs to stay and who needs to go. Father, for every ungodly soul tie that people are involved in, we pray that it will be broken now by the authority of Jesus Christ. And we pray that we will have the courage and the wisdom to walk forward in destiny and purpose. And that those people who are attached to our purpose and destiny will show up and appear. We call them forth now to show up and appear so that they can help us to birth out everything that you called and ordained for our lives before the foundation of the world. We seal it. We believe it. And we put our faith on it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.